Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, Eliza Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you're having any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we'll get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, we thank God for all of you listening to us at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. We want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with Church Christ Alive Message. And those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio know that this is Saturday, and that means the full gospel message for Brother Eddie Lee and the sisters who join him. And as we await for them to come on, I want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord for all of you that's listening far and near. And may he bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. My prayer is for all of God's people, especially on their work sites, who are in the midst of confusion and contention, strife, that you may be kept during these times and will not fall into the snare of the enemy. And on your jobs, there's so much confusion, backbiting, gossiping. And as a Christian, you know, some of you may be experiencing being, you know, among this. And you may be, you know, starting to feel uncomfortable. And I can understand that, you know, very much so, that, you know, you say, I don't want to be among this, and I understand it. But I know that the Lord can keep you in your submission to him from getting entangled in such a thing. And on your jobs, there have been so much heavy contention, so much gossip, so much backbiting. I know that there was during a time where the Lord on my job showed me what I was in the midst of, and how that you had to, I had to be careful of what I say, okay? And this is not to have any of you on, quote, pins and needles. Because if you depend on the Lord Jesus, he can guide your mouth, okay? And can guide you on what to do and what to say. And I know that when he showed me one time, I was like, wow, you know, and really it started really opening up where I was, okay? It's very easy to be, if you're not watchful, caught up in the gossip, you know, caught up in the schemes and tricks, to a point where, you know, being as a true Christian, you would say, man, I regretted saying this, or I regret doing that. Now I'm in the midst of this stuff. And once again, you know, we're told by the angel messenger, who was authorized by the Lord to tell us that contentions of the world destroy hope. When you are not only among or in the midst of contention, but you become involved in it, it can destroy hope. And, you know, this is why, you know, I said, saying to people, you know, to be watchful of getting involved in contentious matters. Now, I know there comes a time where that certain things may come up where, you know, something has to be said. But make sure that you're not connection with that. And I've seen from what the Lord told me that it's very easy to do. You know, some things, and you getting connected can take just a matter of a word or something like that. And many times you'll find that when there is a heavy contention, that your words need to be few. Okay. Hallelujah. The Bible says the multitude of words wanted not sin, but he did refrain his lips are wise. So many times you find out that we have to limit our talk. You understand that? You know, and of course, you know, you'll find that if you're someone that the people used to hear you talk more and you start limiting your talk, of course, they'll say, hey, what's wrong with you? Which naturally you can understand, because if you come across somebody you know is a talker and all of a sudden they're not talking as much, then yeah, no doubt you're going to think that something is going on with them. In some cases it is. But I've started to learn more that, you know, lessen your words. Now, of course, I've seen where the enemy rises up and causes you to be in a midst of situation where there's contentions. But it shouldn't stop you from limiting your words. And, you know, and like I said, you know, there's heavy contention and strife and things going on the job that is just mind-blowing. So I want to encourage you all, and like I said, my prayer for the believers on their jobs, okay, you know, that God, you will bless them to be very watchful, bless your people to be very watchful, to walk in wisdom, you know, and not to get caught up in certain things. Now, you also have to watch people trying to involve you in certain things, okay? Amen. And there are some things that you may be told that, hey, you don't need to quickly react to. You need to go to the Lord about it, okay? You know, sometimes people tell you stuff because they want a quick reaction. They want you to, okay, do this thing right now, especially without you thinking. I remember a time on my job some years ago that my supervisor, who was living at the time, she was a woman, and she saw us about 10 minutes before it was time to get off. It was like we was, you know, to her it appeared that we was just standing up in a spot just talking and not doing nothing. Well, she runs over there, and she starts going off. And then out of the three or four that's standing there, she really starts singling me out. And you ought to be ashamed, Nate, blah, blah, you've been here the longest and all that. And to be honest with you, my flesh got as high as the building, okay? And then the guys around me weren't making no better, because when she walked off, they were like, man, she talked to you like that, blah, blah. So it just made my flesh, you know, that much hotter. But when it was time to go home, when the bell went off, I knew I needed to talk to her, but I couldn't talk to her right then. I had to go and get myself together. So I went into the bathroom to get myself together and talk to the Lord. And when he finally got me calmed down, I walked out and I went straight to her and talked to her. And I told her that, hey, what you did was wrong. And at first she started off with the same blah, blah, blah. But then when I said what you saw, what you thought you were seeing with me, and I explained to her what it was about, then she baited down. She said, you know, Nathaniel, you know what? You're right. I am sorry to come that way. So, you know, with the guys around, and, you know, when she did, oh, she talked to you that way and blah, blah, this and that. Well, they was looking for a quick response, you know, and I had to go get myself together. So that is also a word for some of you or someone that's listening. Perhaps that, you know, you're on your job and you have someone bringing stuff to you and, you know, stuff that you know that is very contentious. and they want to get you involved. And what they're looking for is they're looking for a quick reaction. You know, you talking about I got to go to Jesus first is not going to be appealing to them, okay? That's just not, you know, happening with them as far as it being appealing. It's not going to be appealing to them. So, you know, but you have to be the one, you being a believer and in the covenant with Jesus Christ, you have to be the one to be able to stand and say, hey, you know, okay, Lord, I'm coming to you on this. And there are and will be things that come up if it ain't happened that you're definitely going to have to go to Jesus about before you make a move. Now, I'm here to say that if you are around contention and, you know, one of the things I've seen and come to understand when contention builds up so bad, then a shaking is about to come next, okay? Especially when the evil is getting this contention going, a shaking. And the word of the Lord says shaking and then awakening shall come. And there are getting ready to come shakings on jobs. There's going to be a shakeup from, and get this, it ain't going to be just among the people, but they're going to be a shaking from the leadership down. Because some people that is getting this contentious stuff started think that they are untouchable. Amen. They think they're untouchable. And that shaking is going to come because what is happening, they're doing stuff to involve God's people. They're doing stuff to mess with God's people. They're doing stuff to aggravate God's people. And God is not pleased with that. So on these jobs, you're about to see a shaking come. It's going to be a shaking. Hallelujah. And I'm not here to tell you what day. I don't know what day. But there's going to be a shaking, okay? There's going to be a shaking. There's going to be an awakening. So, child of God that's listening, maybe your heart has become heavy from the things that you've been seeing on your job, the contention and strife, and it seemed like evil who's getting this thing stirred up, evil in man who's getting it going, and it seems as though that they're going, it looks like they're being untouchable, that they're doing what they want to do at will. But I'm here to tell you that there is going to be a shaking that's going to happen on these jobs. And it's going to be a noticeable shake. And once again, it's going to start from the leadership down. It's not going to be just the people. Because you have some in leadership who are very contentious, and they're getting stuff started. Even among the regular workers, they're getting stuff started. And I'm here to tell you that that's not going to continue on. It's not going to continue on. Glory to God. Amen. It's not going to continue on. The Lord is looking at what some of his people are going through and encountering on his jobs where there have been heavy contention and gossip and strife. Amen. And sometimes you have found that probably people on the job, there may be some that lied on you and said you said something, because sometimes people are not satisfied with you not saying anything. So they have to get something started. So Satan is starting this burning them to lie on you, okay? And maybe some of you have encountered that where there has been some or one on the job that because you did not answer what they brought to you, maybe perhaps they had sought to lie on you to get you in his contention. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed. God bless you. Thank God for you.
Amen. Thank God for you. Yeah, so there is going to be a shaking on these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start from the leadership down. It's not going to be just the people. It's not going to be just the leadership. Okay? It's going to be from the leadership down. There's going to be a shaking because the contentions are so high and on the jobs that you can see it. God bless you, Sister Stella. And,
God bless.
You can see it on the job. For some of you as believers, let me tell you something. I know it's been getting very intense, but there are times where the Lord will let you see where it's heading. Okay? He'll let you see where it's heading. And I know that for some of you on your jobs, you have seen this contention and strife. You have seen people starting stuff. and they've been doing it for the longest. And it looks to you that they're untouchable, but they're not. And they're, and it's heading to a shaking. We're having it's going to, this nation is going to encounter a shaking, okay, in this nation from the leadership going down, okay?
Yeah.
There's going to be a shaking happening in the churches. You haven't seen the end of it yet. There's going to be a shaking from the leadership on down to the pews, okay? Because some of God's people are in among these churches that some of this stuff is being done to, and the Lord is not pleased with what's being done. And so, therefore, it is heading to a shaking. There is going to be more exposure. Even in the homes, there
Amen.
Are about to be a shaking. There's about to be a shaking in the homes among the husband and wives, the things that's been going on in the homes for a period of time. There's about to be a shaking to show whether you are really for Christ or not. So it's about to happen, people. It's going to come to pass, okay? And my thing to you I want to say is that on your jobs, if you are experiencing these heavy contentions, gossip, strife, and things of this nature, and you're looking at it and you say, Lord, this thing just got ridiculous. It's been going on for so long. I'm here to tell you it is heading for a shaking, okay? That's
yes.
where it's heading to. Hallelujah. Yes. And it's going to happen, okay? Yes. You just make sure that you glory to our sheep. You just make sure that you're on the right side, okay,
yes.
with the Lord. Be careful of your words, okay? You're going to come to find out that your words need to be more few, okay? I'm telling you, because, you know, it's like I've seen even where I work at, that it didn't, you know how you can sense something has gotten so thick? It you know, when the contention has gotten so thick on your job, you can sense it, that, man, I mean, like, you like, hey, if I say one word, it can go this way. Well, this is where we're dealing with, people. But this is where the Lord said that things is going to be unveiled. Things that think that it can stand without God is going to come down. Amen? So,
amen.
Thank God for you, sisters. Amen, on this blessed night. And as my brother would say, we're going to turn it over to the handmaidens now. Y'all have about 41 minutes. So take it away, sisters.
Amen. Well, I thank and I praise the Lord. I do agree with you, brother, about these things happening. You know, the Lord had revealed to me, this was back in 2018, that the job that I was on, which I was working at a school that we taught physical and mentally handicapped people. And in 2018, the Lord revealed to me that that school was going to close. And I thank God, and I would, you know, talk to the people on the job, and I would let them know, you know, that that job was going to close down. And some of them was, oh, you're just playing around, you joking and this and that. And I said, no, I'm not. I said, this is going to close. And when it did close, I told them, I said, I did tell y'all that this job was going to close because the Lord showed me it was going to close. I didn't know COVID was going to be the one to close it down, but it did.
Right.
And to this day, it has not opened up again. And when it closed, it was so much going on, as you were speaking of, on that job. The CEO and president on the job, he had got sick. So all of his children, he had three children, and all of his children came in to take over and take different positions and everything. And they was like, I mean, some of the things that they were doing, and not on top of that, this was supposed to have been organization that, you know, supposed to have been free. And, you know, that was rumors going around that they were, you know, like robbing the place blind. I mean, it was all kinds of things started happening. And it did close down when COVID hit. And the Lord had showed me in 2018 that it was going to close. So I know what you're saying is the truth. And it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen. And people are getting comfortable in these jobs and in these positions and thinking, well, they're going to be there for this amount of time. Is not necessarily true. It's not necessarily true. And the first thing that I would say is you better seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, you know. And the brother has been talking about, you know, calling for this solemn assembly. He's also been talking about the greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it takes you back to the day of Pentecost and Acts when it talks about, you know, the Pentecost and Acts. And one thing that, you know, when I'm talking to people and I tell people and I'm remembering that Acts, in the book of Acts, in the Bible, that some people say, I have a Bible and I don't need it anymore. But the Bible says that they were all in one place, and they were all on accord. And even the church today, the church got to get on one accord. And, you know, the Lord has blessed us, and I hear the brother say sometimes, you know, the Lord has blessed with all this technology that you all in, you know, Mississippi, and I'm in Pennsylvania, and people are, you know, Chicago and other places, but we can connect. But still, even us connecting, we got to be on that one self-same spirit. We got to have that same mind, you know. We got to have that mind like they had, you know, when they was going to build the tower to heaven. You know, they had that faith, and they was on that mind that if the Lord hadn't came in and confounded, you know, their faith, and not only did he confound their faith, he confounded their language. And, you know, he sent them out, you know, to different places. And I was thinking about it, as the brother had said, you know, last week, talking about Israel. Israel, you know, that happened to Israel. The, where the Lord came in, and that the Lord, you know, he really came and he separated them and sent them out different places. He scattered them all over the land, you know, and now, in this day and time, he's going to restore them. And that's why he is sending the messenger, John the Baptist, Elias. He's sending them today to restore all things, to restore that was lost. He's sending him to restore these things. And, you know, his people, he's also sending him to restore his people to their rightful place and calling. Yes. You know, brother, as you was talking, you know, a lot of people that are in the church, they're not in their right place and they're not in their right calling. You know, I heard one brother say in the church, and I'm not putting the church down, I'm just telling it how it is, and it's not just the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. It is everywhere. If you research and look at the other churches, even the Pentecostal church, the Baptist, the Methodist, Seventh-day Adventist, they all, there's something going on. And there's some division that's going on. And, you know, that's what happened to the people of the, you know, there was some division going on. And some of the division was going on because, you know, of the leadership. You know, it talks about that and how they were scattered throughout the earth because of the people rejected God's covenant. And what happened today? Rejecting God. You know, the word tells us now that, you know, we have no excuse. We have no excuse. You know, I know the word said that this word must go forth. It must go to all nations, to the ends of the earth. And there are some people that have not heard of this angel's message, but there are people that have heard of it. And, you know, we were talking, you know, about being saved. And how there are so many people that think they're going to, when you know, see, people think that when these things are hitting other people, well, it didn't hit me. But it's coming your way. And people think that when it hits them, that they're going to jump up and say, Lord, forgive me. And they, you know, they want to be saved. But, you know, we was talking about when the thief on the cross met Jesus. He didn't know Jesus. That's where he met Jesus. Yeah. When he asked, remember him, that's where he met Jesus. It's not that he had been knowing him or following him. That's where he met them. And Jesus even told him that he would remember him. And people think that, you know, some have that mind now, that all of, they're going to jump up when these things start happening to them. Because even right now in this day and time, when things start happening and people are in trouble, and you talk about, even the word says that there's going to be trouble. There's going to be trouble within the home, the church, and in the nation. And even right now, people that, you know, they have heard of Jesus. They know about Jesus. And they will not turn and give their hearts to the Lord. But when these things happening, that's what they do. They call on the Lord. They call upon the Lord. But see, the thing of it is, that was on the cross, that's where he met Jesus. These people have been knowing about Jesus. I didn't say they knew him. I said they knew about him. But they rejected him and didn't accept him. But when these times come and start hitting them and at their doorstep, then they're going to want to, you know, repent and call upon the Lord. And, it was prophesied that, you know, that Israel would be scattered among all the nations of the earth because the people was wicked. And this happening right this day and time. I mean, the things that the people are doing, you know, not only is it just same-sex marriage and abortion, and it's so much wickedness that's going on. And even in Israel, you know, the people, they could not be monogamous. They didn't want to be monogamous with, you know, with God. That's just like they wanted to take on other gods. And so therefore, you know, they were separated from the Lord. And, you know, that's what I think, and I praise the Lord, because these things, as the brother was saying, they are common. Some things are already, and these people try to pretend like they can't see it. They're wearing the gargles, whatever they're covering their eyes with. They can't see these things. And I say they're pretending like they can't see it, because these things are right in your face. You can see it. And you're going right up like it is not happening. It's not happening. And, brother, I just want to say I thank God for you. I thank God for using you to bring the word and to give it out, because we are going to need it in order to stand, in order to stand. And I thank and I praise the Lord. I can use the word just after you know to do, stand ye therefore. And I thank the Lord for the word that he gives you to bring it to us, because it's just like food. It's food to us. And we have to realize the word of God is our meal time. It's the meal that's going to take us each day a little further. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I thank the Lord for being on the broadcast tonight, and I thank the Lord for blessing me to hear his word, some of his word through Brother Nathaniel. I got on kind of late, and I thank the Lord for blessing, you know, the word that he used to speak to Sister Anderson. And I thank the Lord for that, and it's always be a blessing to me, you know, and when God people, you know, brings forth, you know, and share with one another, because the Lord, he wants us to share with one another. And so he made us stewards not only of the, you know, of the money and material stuff like that, but he made us stewards of his word too. And so if he give us a revelation, and he wants us to share that revelation, you know, with his people, that they can be able to, that they can be blessed also. And,
amen.
And I was thinking about, I was looking at the questions that Brother Lee had, you know, said he wanted to bring out this week. And one of the questions is, why did God choose Israel to be his chosen people? And it's all started back, you know, during this flood, you know, when the Lord told his servant, you know, to build an ark, Noah to build an ark, and so and he had to destroy the world because of the people had got so wicked, and they were doing everything. This evil was, you know, every imagination of their heart was continued evil. Everything they thought about was evil. And so so the Lord had to use Noah to build this ark that him and his household would be saved. And so and then after the flood and everything, then the earth began to multiply again. The people began to fill the earth and everything, and it started being wicked again, and people started serving idol gods, and so God had to call forth Abraham. And so mm-hmm. and through Abraham, he called forth the Hebrew nation. And so what he wanted to do, he wanted that in Abraham a seed would through his son Isaac, that through Isaac that all the world would be blessed, and that seed that he was going to bring forth would be Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ could, you know, come forth, and that he could atone for the sins of the world, that, you know, that whosoever believe on him, you know, and accept him as their Lord and Savior, and willing to take upon him his name, that they, you know, that they would be saved only through him. And so he killed Abraham, you know, to bring forth, you know, the nation that, you know, that the people would be blessed.
All right.
He created this nation for one purpose. You know, another purpose is was to bring forth of praise and worship to him, that they would be like an example, you know, to the other nation, you know, that a righteous people may come forth. And so what God is planning to make all of his children, you know, like priests upon the earth. He chose the tribe of Levi, you know, for the priesthood to come through. But his plan was that his whole nation, you know, will be, you know, become priests and teachers. And I'm gonna read a little bit here in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, the 6th verse.
Yep.
For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God had chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all the people that are on the face of the earth.
Yep.
The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any people. For you were few of all people. But because the Lord had loved you, and because he would keep his oath which he had sworn unto your father, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations. And he repairs them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hate him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgment which I command thee this day to do them. See what that was the Lord. He didn't choose Israel because they was a mighty people, that they was but he chose them because he loved them. As most people say, why was you chosen? Why did God chose you? And the first thing they would say, God chose us for we can serve him. But that's not the only reason that God chose us. He chose us that we may worship him, that he may have a people that will worship and praise him, and that will that they will show forth his bring forth his holy name, and that that all the nations of the earth that they may see, and that we are blessed because of the commandments that we're keeping, you know, towards our Heavenly Father. That through those commandments and being obedient to him, that, you know, that we will be blessed and a peculiar people of all the people, you know, up on the face of this earth. And so God, so he chose us, you know, for himself, you know, that we could be, you know, a holy and righteous people, you know, before him. And, you know, and so that's what the Lord, you know, he going to use us even as in this day and time. You know that he uses us today. Just like in Peter was saying that we are a holy people, a royal priesthood, to show forth, you know, his praises, but, you know, to the one that have brought us out of darkness and to this marvelous light. And so, what the Lord wants to do, what we are now, we are priests unto God. We are holy people. So that's what God wanted in the beginning. With the natural Israel, that he wanted to bring forth a holy priesthood among all the people there. Because I remember reading in the Bible when Moses was traveling with the people through the wilderness, and then a song came and said, I think when Joshua and Caleb came and told Moses, said there's a song that is prophesizing in amongst the people. And Moses, he didn't want jealous or nothing like that. He said, I wish to God that all of it was prophet. And see, that's what the Lord wants to make now. He wants to want us to stand in our place and calling and take that place of authority, that place of priests, you know, in his church, you know, that we can bring forth holy sacrifice, you know, that accepted to him. And he wants to bring forth that worship in us. That he wants worship should be coming forth out of us, you know, all the time. Even that, you know, like sometime at night when I get up, it's a song, be steady going, singing in me. Anytime I get up, and even through the daytime, a song be going, be steady singing inside of me. And see, that's like an example what the Lord was like in the Bible days. The priests, David and Solomon, they appointed singers, and those men, they sung 24 hours a day. They would go by ships, and these would sing so many hours, and they would sing so many hours, but all day long there would be worship going on in the temple all night long. And even the fire, they kept the fire going, you know, in the temple, all on the altar, all day long. And so that's what the Lord wants to do for us. See, that was like a natural thing, but he wants to do a spiritual thing to us, that he don't want that fire to go out in us. He don't want that worship to go out in us. You know that Brother Lee was saying, and it was like in the word of the Lord, said worship and find deliverance, worship and find the gift. And see, when we start worshiping God, and we get into that worship, deep worship, then we'll come forth communing with him. We begin to hear his voice. He begins to talk to us. You know, just like Brother Lee said, it's different between praise and worship. Praise is telling God, I thank you, Lord, for this, and I thank you for that. But when you start worshiping him, you telling him who he is. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you the great I am. You the mighty God. You the Prince of Peace. You are my all in all, my greatest healer, my deliverer, my provider, my protection. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And when we start going into that deep worship and like that, and then you finna hear from God. When you go into the worship, you start worshiping and praising him. And so that's what he wants to do now. That
yeah.
when we start doing that, they're going to come for that deliverance. That deliverance will come. Because I remember years ago, I used to seek God all the time, and I was just seeking the Lord, and worshiping Him and praising Him, and then all of a sudden, I started hearing coming out of my mouth all kinds of language that I have never heard in my whole entire life, different language. And
yeah.
then I was in that thought, thanking the Lord, you know, for that. And it was for a reason. It was for a reason at that time.
Yep.
And the Lord had sent me that later that summer, my mama was living then, and she told me, she said, I want you to go to Rockford and buy a car and bring it down here for me. She said, I'm going to pay your way on the bus. She put me on the bus. I got on the bus. And I went to Rockford, and while I was up there, see, the Lord had used me. He had a plan. He had wanted to use me, and He used me to talk to some Pentecostal, you know, cousins of mine. And see, the Pentecostal, they have this doctrine that you're not saved unless you speak in tongues. And so the Lord had used that. That particular thing at that time, that when they invited me to come to their home and everything, and we started talking and everything, and the Lord used me was teaching them different things in the Bible, and I was telling them about the messenger, the coming forth of the messenger. I was telling them about the record of Nephi, and then we went into prayer. And we went into prayer, then the spirit of a tongue came upon me. And see, and when that came up on me, they accepted me more to what I was saying is because of their traditions.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of times, see, God use you, that he can get his word out to his people. You know, and everything. And so I thank the Lord, you know, for that and how he uses us and and everything. And I just thank him, you know, for everything, you know, how he, you know, blessing us and still gonna bless us, and I thank him that his church is gonna come forth, and that she's gonna put on her brighter garments of righteousness, just like he said, no matter what nobody say or what happened or whatever. God put us in a place. He wants us to stand in that place. No matter if you have to be there by yourself standing, stand there. Because what he's going to do, he's going to bless you because you did not move. You did not go to the left. You did not go to the right. You did not go forward. You didn't go backwards. But you stand there in that place that he put us in. He planted us in a place, and he wants us to stay in that place. No matter, you know, we will see some fall on the right hand, some fall on the left hand, you know, everything. But he was telling us, don't let these things move you. You know, just like when Elijah was up in there, went up into that cave, and the Lord told him that, go up in the cave, and he going to speak to him. And so what came to the earthquake came and shook everything and fire, the fire came down, but God was not in that. But when God was in, he was in that small, still voice.
Yes.
And so it's all this rumbling and all this stuff, there's a excitement going on here, excitement going on there, and see, God might not in that. But what we have to do, we have to stand on that word. And whatever God tell us in our ear, in my ear, that's what I move on. You know, and so that's what we have to do. Always listen and hear God for ourselves. Man can give you a word, but it's not when God give it to you. When God give it to you, you got that. You got that. Can't nobody take that from you. And then it's just like when when Elijah heard that word, that small still boy, then he came out of there, out of that cave.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have to do. We have to come out when we hear him, you know, move when Jesus, mm-hmm. when he hear his voice. And so
yeah.
I, you know, so I just thank the Lord for blessing, you know, to be on this line tonight, and it's always a blessing, you know, to be on here. And I thank the Lord. And so that's all I have to say tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the sisters delivering the word and message. God bless you,
amen.
Brother. How you doing?
Shalom. Shalom.
Amen. So
amen.
It's truly indeed to, as the sisters say, that when the Lord gives unto his people things to share and testimonies and the word of God as well unto others. And we're grateful for what the sisters had to bring tonight to those
yeah.
who are listening. Truly indeed a blessing. I know that if you would hear the word that they bring, it would encourage you. It would strengthen you, you know, and we thank God for the blessed word. So, brother,
yeah.
We got about 13 minutes here. So, you know, you just
okay.
come just in time. You come just in time.
Yeah, I was soaking in the good the rain. I just soaking in what the Sister Avengers was saying. Sister Anderson, we'll be and know the importance of why God chose a people, and we need to know the importance of this people who were called Israel, and what did he plan through a gathering of a people, what he planned for the whole earth through this people. So we'll
mm-hmm.
be still going the next, hopefully, 2 days, the Lord submit, studying the importance of the angel messenger gathering Israel unto the Lord and fulfilling the promise. Because everything that the Lord God had planned about our deliverance and victory came through the people that he gave called Israel.
Yeah.
Amen.
The mm-hmm. salvation of the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
The plan of deliverance for all people was to be revealed, manifested, and come through the special seed of Abraham. His
yeah.
offspring would be the
mm-hmm.
means that God would speak, reveal, redeem, deliver the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is important that we learn about Israel,
mm-hmm.
How God has purpose and plan and calling to one person, a man that was unique that he saw in
yeah.
the earth, and his name was Abram.
Mm-hmm.
And because he obeyed God, he was given a blessing and a favor
mm-hmm.
that God would bless the whole earth and
mm-hmm.
all mankind through his offspring. And when he
Amen.
Proved himself, he proved himself, his name was changed from Abram to Abraham.
Amen.
And we need to understand that God is a covenant-keeping God. He
Amen.
Made covenants.
Mm-hmm.
And covenants is an agreement.
Amen.
And it's very important that we understand that everything he does is through covenant.
Amen.
And so hopefully tomorrow night we'll talk about a little bit how they came about and the
mm-hmm.
history of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the history about these people and why they, you know, rejected the prophets, how they rejected
mm-hmm.
Jesus, and all
mm-hmm.
the things that occurred because they rejected Jesus as their Messiah,
yeah.
how they rejected
mm-hmm.
and killed all of the prophets, and how
mm-hmm.
the Lord still promised that they're his chosen people after they did all of that. They
yeah.
rejected all the holy prophets that were sent to them, most of them, and always
mm-hmm.
preserved a remnant of people.
Amen.
So, anyway, tomorrow, hopefully, to tomorrow we'll continue on. Oh, Sister Anderson, did you get a chance to?
I did.
First. Well, we will continue on tomorrow with Israel, chosen people.
Amen.
Chosen elect people. And
amen.
What is the difference between the elect of Israel and the elect of the Church of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
As you study, there's two elect people
mm-hmm.
in the Bible. And you will study about two elect nations
mm-hmm.
in the Bible. And as you study, you'll find about each of the tribes, 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you study, you'll study how the 12 tribes became disfavored with God, and they were
yeah.
separated. And they were separated during King yeah. Solomon's day. And
mm-hmm.
Because Solomon sinned and did
mm-hmm.
idolatry,
mm-hmm.
The Lord took
mm-hmm.
and gave him only two tribes, and then 10 tribes were separated.
Yes.
And they were no longer separated together. There was 10 tribes of Israel and the two tribes
mm-hmm.
who were called Jews. Originally,
yes.
they were called Jews, but all
mm-hmm.
Israel were not Jews. No,
right.
And if you find out that all Israel were not Jews,
right.
all
Amen.
Jews was not Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So you
that's
begin
right.
to understand how is the Lord mm-hmm. going to get this thing together in the latter days?
Mm-hmm.
And so He has chosen many people are now being used together, Israel,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Back into their rightful place of favor,
mm-hmm.
and they're still under darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And Jews
right.
still reject Jesus as their
mm-hmm.
Messiah.
Amen.
And they're still in unbelief, and they're still under a partial curse. But
yeah.
the
mm-hmm.
day would soon come that many of them would accept Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach,
mm-hmm.
As he's called in the Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
that they will call upon his name now as time get greater and terrible, and Israel is
mm-hmm.
going to begin to call and seek
mm-hmm.
the Messiah, and their eyes are going to be opened. And
yeah.
as we progress, as the days go on, you're going to see many natural Jews, biological and those of faith, will begin
mm-hmm.
to accept Yeshua Mashiach, the Lord Jesus,
mm-hmm.
as their deliverer and redeemer and their holy Messiah.
Amen.
So around mm-hmm. the earth now, you're seeing that many miracles are happening. God is visiting the Jews and visiting Ishmael
mm-hmm.
too. Now you're going
mm-hmm.
to understand that Abraham had many other children
besides
yeah, yeah. Isaac. And
mm-hmm.
Isaac, the promise of salvation was come through Isaac
mm-hmm.
and not through Ishmael.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
we need to understand that mystery and
amen.
Why they are fighting. And you need to understand why what we call the Ishmael or Arab or
mm-hmm.
some of them are Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out that all Arabian people are not Muslims, but
mm-hmm.
that a lot of Muslim people are of Arab descent of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And why the Arabs and the Jews are hateful against one another and why they are fighting and
mm-hmm.
why that war is going over there is a sign that's happening how close we are to the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the mystery is to unfold that we keep our eyes on three things. Israel as a nation back in the land.
Mm-hmm.
America,
mm-hmm.
the second Israel. You're going to find out that USA, America, is the second type of Israel in the latter day
mm-hmm.
in many ways. That
mm-hmm.
what part do America play and what are the descendants of America? Or where they come from, and what part
mm-hmm.
do they play in deliverance of the whole earth? The two
mm-hmm.
places,
mm-hmm.
the redeemed church, and the nation that we call North America.
Yeah.
The center of all things set around Israel, America, and the church. Those
mm-hmm.
three things, the whole earth, and their victory and deliverance centered around those three things.
Amen.
So, as your own. Such,
yeah.
We hope that you have a joyful searching about this people, Israel, and what part do we play in two children, one spiritual, one natural.
Yeah.
And then all through the earth, there's two children, one natural, one spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like in the old days. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So as we close, I would like to bring to remembrance this scripture. It's found in, the, what is it? I had it wrote down. John chapter 16. And 15 and 26, we will need to know why Jesus said the importance when he left the earth, I will send you another comforter. And he spake about this second person, a third person called the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And many people call it the Holy Ghost, but the original tongue, he was called Holy Spirit. King James Version used the terms ghost. He is the comforter. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter.
Amen.
As days go by, you're going to see why we are going to need to be acquainted with the comforter. Because you're going to need the comfort that the world do not have. Talking about the comforter on our next joint, if the Lord permitted, after we get over Israel, about Jesus said, he, the comforter, he, the Father, would send him in my name. And he will talk about our relationship with this comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And why, as we close to the end of this age, why you're going to have to walk under the umbrella of the comforter. Because there's going to be so much chaos and confusion and trouble that you're going to have to be walking close with this comforter.
Amen. The Holy Spirit.
Because we see that the minds of people are going this way and that way.
So true.
We're going to need to know why that every believer in Christ is going to need the comforter, and why the comforter is going to have to be double in the last days, more than it was in the beginning, that we're going to have a greater portion, like Elijah, of this comforter. Yes, your mind won't be able to take what's coming upon this earth. But in the comforter, walking under the comforter, it's going to be a different thing. So, okay, guys, remember your green tea and honey and your cider vinegar and honey, one water. And your black seed oil and especially your cider vinegar with your honey or your lemon and your green tea. And your vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc.
Yep.
Amen.
And you will find out it would be a benefit, a blessing in these as we get closer to the cold. I don't know how cold it's getting up there. But anyway, make sure you get these and add them to your daily diet.
Amen.
It will be a blessing. Amen. And a lot of water. A lot of alkaline water.
Amen.
So, our health expert, she doesn't talk too much about our health anymore. So, is that you over there? Yeah. Health expert? Well, anyway, just thought I'd remind you and that once a year, everybody should cleanse their colon, get a colon cleanser, twice a year.
Okay.
So as we close this broadcast, we invite everyone that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, is the mm-hmm. only hope for the world.
Amen.
Your heart and life
Amen.
In him. And
Amen.
He will make your way of deliverance. We love you.
Amen.
This is Sister Christ Elijah message. See you tomorrow mm-hmm. night if the Lord permits.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. As my brother said, tomorrow night, the Lord say the same, we will see you at 7 p.m. So may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.